Good morning. Welcome to IET Evolve, Everyday Earthing and Energy Wisdom. Today is Thursday, October 23rd, 2025. I am Susan Manowich. I don't know about you, but every time I say the date, I thank God that I do, because then I can actually be reminded of what day it really is. So if you get that from this podcast every morning, then great, because it helps me to anchor and know what day we're really dealing with today. And it's almost Friday. Highlights. Well, there was another huge blast off the sun yesterday at 21 UTC, a strong solar flare that was directed at Venus. And it looks like it was region 4246, still ripping them off. And Venus doesn't have a magnetic field generated internally on the planet. So it could impact their external clouds that they have, potentially making them disappear. So it'd be really interesting to see what we can view afterwards from this when it does hit. And the Earth-facing side of the sun has been quiet to us here. It's really that far side of the sun that is ripping off like a roaring lion right now. And I'll just continue to say, like I said yesterday, ooh, wow, look at that intelligence of the sun, saving it for non-Earth-facing sides at this point. And I think sparing us, which is giving us some calmer conditions right now. Solar flare activity with just C-class flares. Two CMEs occurred yesterday, but they are not going to face us. And geomagnetic activity overall is low. We also have an overall quiet Schumann with some noticeable mild upper harmonic bursts. And I will talk about that a little later and what that means. Also, solar wind continues to ease back. And one other thing before getting into the details is I wonder how many people would be talking about Comet Atlas if it wasn't in the news as much as it is right now. So one has to ask themselves, would people, let's say sensitives or people in the spiritual community or even let's say other scientists, if this wasn't talked about and being something other than, let's say, a comet, like our comets that we've experienced in the past, because as I remind people here, this isn't the first time an interstellar comet has come into our solar system. We just now have the technology to track it. So I just wonder, with all of this buzz that is going on right now, if that didn't receive some of the noticeable attention back in 2017, if this is even something that people would be really talking about right now. These are just little things that I wonder. If you want to listen to this podcast in its entirety, please head over to ietevolve.substack.com. Sign up. You will get this report emailed to you every day by 9 a.m. Eastern. And remember, you are designed to be attuned to the Earth and cosmos. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow.
So I was on my motorcycle, is going through this intersection, and this car just turns left in front of me. They said they didn't see me, obviously. Broke my arm, busted my shoulder. A buddy told me to call the advocates. But, you know, I've always been skeptical of lawyers, right? I called them. They were on my side for sure. They took care of everything.
I'm Matt with the Advocates Injury Lawyers. I totally get that bikers are independent, but when someone else causes a crash, you need a team as tough as you.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.